Good day, everyone, and welcome to Phoenix Solar's conference call with the presentation of the financial figures for the first quarter 2010. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the call over to Dr. Andreas Hähnel, Chief Executive Officer of Phoenix Solar AG. I also like to welcome Mrs. Sabine Kauper, Chief Financial Officer, in today's conference call. Mr. Hähnel, you may now begin.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to present you the first quarter results 2010 of Phoenix Solar, and you should all have access to our presentation on the internet. I'd like to start with providing you an overview about the key figures of the first quarter 2010. We have seen the strongest first quarter in group history, with substantial revenue increase through all segments of Phoenix Solar. Total revenues increased by 118.5% to 80.4 million euros. We have seen components and systems business increasing by 88.4% to 53.7 million. Power plants to 26.7 million euro, which is an increase of 225.6% versus the first quarter 2009. Also a quite substantial increase of the international business from 2 million in the first quarter 2009 to 7.3 million euros in the first quarter 2010. We've also seen a soaring EBIT of about 12 million euros coming from very negative 7.4 million euros to plus 4.6 million EBIT in the first quarter 2010, which leads to a significant improved EBIT margin of 5.8% compared to minus 20.2% in the previous year. Also, the net results improved substantially from minus 6 million euros to plus 2.8 million euros, and as a consequence, also the earnings per share improved from minus 0.89 euro to 0.42 euro in the first quarter 2010. Equity ratio is slightly below the value of the previous years. It has been coming in at  40.7%, but the order backlog has also increased from 248 at the end of the first quarter 2009 to 375 million euro. Let's move on to the basis of the growth and which is underlying the sales. This is the module sales development in the first quarter. As you can see from the graph on the right-hand side on page five, we have seen also a substantial growth of megawatts sold in the first quarter 2010. We have seen first quarter volumes being up 147% to 37 MW compared to 15 MW in the previous first quarter 2009. I'd like now to move on to the financial results and like to come to the group revenues first. We have seen group revenues increasing by 118.5% to 80.4 million. As I already mentioned, this is a new sales record for the first quarter, and also the international sales are up 265%, which is, I think, a good indicator that in terms of international business, this year, 2010, is going to be substantially better than the previous year. We have seen components and systems contributing about two-thirds to total sales and power plants contributing about one-third to total revenues. Let's move on to group earnings. We have seen a significant increase of EBIT leading to the strongest EBIT in group history in the first quarter ever. We have seen a very positive EBIT margins. If you have a look at the table right below-hand side of page eight, you can see an EBIT margin of 5.8% in the first quarter 2010, which is almost in the order of the fourth quarter 2009 EBIT margin, so very positive. It was again mainly driven by the components and systems business, as I will tell you in a second. If we move on to the components and systems segment, we have seen almost a doubling of the revenues to 53.7 million euros, and we have reached an EBIT margin for the component systems, which marks an all-time high. The EBIT margin came in at 14.8%. The highest value which we had before was in the third quarter 2008, where components and systems business had an EBIT margin of 11.3%. The EBIT, which came in the first quarter 2010, totaling 7.99 million euro, is already higher than the total components and systems EBIT of the whole 2009, which came in at 6.1 million euros. If you move on to the power plant segment has significantly improved in sales. However, the EBIT is still comparatively weak. So the revenues were up 225% to 26.7 million, which is substantially up compared to the previous years. However, we started a couple of projects in 2009 with 2009 module prices, and they were finished in 2010, mainly due to winter conditions, but also due to delivery delays of components. And as such, we have locked in the FIT 2010 with module prices 2009, and this is being reflected in the first quarter. However, we build on this, and we do expect a substantial improvement of the EBIT margin situation in the power plant business in the next quarters. The order backlog has developed also quite nicely. We have seen a 51% increase of the order backlog in a year-on-year comparison. In a quarter-on-quarter comparison, the order backlog increased by 27%. The backlog is still dominated by the components and systems business, which makes up about 65% of the total free order backlog. So I'd like to hand over to our Chief Financial Officer, Sabine Kaupo, who is going to lead you through the following three pages.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will give you some further information concerning our balance sheet, working capital, and operating cash flow. As we had a strong winter period in 2010, our balance sheet is again affected by project delays. Current assets show an increase from 172.9 million to 237.3 million, mainly caused by growing inventories, with stock in warehouse amounting to 92.7 million and goods in transit with 51.9 million, totally adding up to 144.6 million. We had a little runoff due to strong winter period with quarter. Large number of projects in power plant segment started in Q1 and are still under construction. So receivables from long-term construction contracts amount to 30 million euro. As a constant income from component and system business was generated, covering delays of power plants, cash and cash equivalents amount to 21.1 million. Shareholders' equity adds up to a total of 100.5 million, what again represents a strong equity base. Equity ratio is about 40%. The decrease of equity ratio was caused by growing inventories and higher trade payables due to projects in progress from 53.4% to around 40% this quarter. Current liabilities also show an increase from 81.9 million to 142.5 million, with 52 million liabilities for goods in transit, I mentioned before with the inventories, and 36 million liabilities for subcontractors and suppliers. 6.5 million other non-financial liabilities also are including 4 million liabilities for VAT. So let's hand over to the working capital analysis. Also in 2010, working capital management is an important issue. Working capital in the first quarter adds up to 96.6 million in contrast to the previous year with a total of 92.8 million. Working capital ratio amounts to 18.7% in contrast to the previous year with 19.6%. So let's have a look at our operating cash flow. Operating cash flow amounts to negatively 26.3 million, mainly influenced by increase in inventories. as we want to avoid inventory depreciation by the end of the second quarter, we are pushing the running down of our inventories, which should also have a positive effect on the operating cash flow by the end of June.
Okay, thank you, Sabine. I'm taking over again, and I'd like to lead you through the current situation of the German feed-in tariff. You know this is under revision, and there's also a high level of details now available how, with a highly likelihood, the EEG is going to look like. I have brought together on the following pages some details how the situation looks like at the moment. I don't want to run through all the details, just highlight the most important ones. So as you may all know, by the 1st of July 2010, there will be a decrease, additional decrease of 16% for roof-mounted system, 11% for ground-mounted system, and so-called conversion sites. So these are sites which formerly have been used for industry, traffic, domestic buildings, and military purposes. We will also see a flexible adjustment of the degression depending on the market development. We have seen in the last round of negotiation a further, I think, quite substantial improvement compared to the previous discussions. So that means the degression rates for each additional started gigawatt above 3.5 gigawatt on 1st January 2011, the additional degression will be only 1% instead of the 2% which were in the initial proposal. So that means if we are surpassing 3.4 gigawatt, then there will be an additional 1% degression. If you surpass 4.5 gigawatt, another 2, 5.5, another 3, or if you surpass 6.5 gigawatt, then there will be an additional 4% degression. If we have a closer look about the particular situation for ground-mounted systems, so unfortunately, politicians still maintain the situation that ground-mounted systems on agricultural land are no longer eligible for feed-in tariffs. However, there is a change in the dates and in the deadlines because an exception is made for those projects who have secured land use approval. So in German, that's Satzungsbeschluss Bebauungsplan by the 25th March 2010. That was the date of the first reading in the German parliament. And for those projects, they can be grid connected until the 31st December 2010, and there do no fit cuts apply. So they even projects on farmland can be installed up to the end of the December 2010. In addition, new opportunities do exist where power plants can be installed. Most important, probably commercial parks, unused commercial parks in eastern Germany typically, but also in transportation corridors, 110 meters on each side of railways and on freeways. I'd just like to briefly draw your attention on page 18 on the incentive for self-use of solar power. So politicians or the government does also stimulate the self-use of electricity generated by photovoltaic appliances. Now, the question, what does that mean in particular for Phoenix Solar? We do believe that the additional fit cuts will not slow the German roof-mounted market, as we still believe that end customer returns will remain high also in the third and fourth quarter 2010, always on the basis of a widely accepted target corridor of 6-8% IRR typically. And as you know, and as you might know, the majority of Phoenix Solar's business in Germany is on roofs anyway, and this is being supplied, those projects are being supplied through the components and systems segment. The transition period for the large projects, I already mentioned that, will then allow significant volumes of large-scale installations to be realized until the 31st December 2010. This also, and in particular, accounts for Phoenix Solar, who has a strong position in free-field installation with some focus on the German market. And we will also see in 2010 the international business of Phoenix growing quite substantially. So if we move on to the situation in 2010, just some highlights about the first quarter, apart from pure figures. Well, we have been able to do some nice installations abroad. We have realized a 400 kilowatt installation on the company building of Applied Materials in Singapore, and Phoenix has been using Applied Materials 5.7 square meter large scale panels. We have also built and connected to the grid a 1 megawatt plant in Italy in the first quarter, And just recently, we have published the information that we won a tender for two solar parks totaling 7.8 megawatts for the city utility of Trier. So these are projects which are located in Germany and which need to be finalized by the end of June. Furthermore, we have also extended our supplier portfolio by three companies in the first quarter. Mia Soleil, where we signed a multi-year framework agreement for the delivery of CIGS modules, but also LDK and ET Solar, we started a business relationship. As already has been announced by a press release, but now just to confirm it, because this is now being supported by the executive and the supervisory board, is that Phoenix Solar intends to pay 20 cents per share dividend for the financial year 2009, and this resolution needs to be approved at the annual general meeting, which will be held on the 16th of June 2010. So where do Phoenix see the growth drivers for 2010 and beyond? We think that the fundamental trends are intact. We do expect a significant world market growth, not only in 2010, but also in 2011. We believe that the German market has a lot of potential to grow above the value of 2009 in the ballpark of 4 to 5 gigawatt, maybe even a little bit more. And we do, other than in the previous year, expect two revenue peaks, one at the end of June and the second one at the end of December. If you consider the changes of the German feed-in law, and as I mentioned, that even with market volumes above 6.5 gigawatts, the degression rate will increase by another 4%, that leads also to the conclusion that the market volume of above 6 gigawatts in Germany is now politically accepted. I think that's important to know and to understand in the light of the development which we had in the Spanish market in 2008. I think the likelihood of a hard cap is very, very small in Germany, given the high level of acceptance of photovoltaic and a very high market size in Germany. Well, apart from the opportunities in Germany, we do sense significant market growth in other European markets, particularly in Italy, in France, Spain, Greece, but also in Eastern Europe. We have not yet published a detailed guidance yet. This is still as it was when we published the 2009 prelim results. So we do expect significant volume growth in terms of megawatt increasing sales and very much improved profitability and significantly higher international revenues, but we definitely want to wait until the final details of the EEG are known. So there's a final round to be taken beginning of June, and then also Phoenix will be in a position to issue a final guidance. Let me summarize and come to the end of the short presentation. So we have seen at Phoenix Solar a very strong quarter, the strongest quarter in sales and EBIT in group history. We sense a strong business in the second quarter 2010 to date in both segments, in power plants and in the components and systems. We believe that over the whole year, the impact of the German FIT reduction is limited on Phoenix Solar, and we do expect a strong profitable growth in the international market segment in 2010. So overall, we believe that 2010 is going to be a very strong year for Phoenix Solar. So I'm at the end of my presentation. I thank you very much for your attention, and now we'd like to open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the Q&A period. If you'd like to ask a question, please press 9-star on your touch-tone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press 9-star again. As a courtesy to those individuals seeking to ask a question, we kindly ask all the participants to limit themselves to two questions. The first question comes from Robert Schramm from Commerzbank. May we have your question, please?
Yes, hello, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my question. I wanted to know a little bit more in detail, since you signed on additional suppliers, particularly for Q2, what your overall sourcing is for Q2, and if your inverter sourcing is aligned with the module sourcing. And the second question I had would be towards second half of the year. How much you see price declines in modules right now, given the euro weakness? Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Schramm, very good questions. First of all, sourcing in Q2 or in H1, I think we are on the safe side. We will see significant growth in the first half 2010. However, we have seen that our existing suppliers were not in a position to supply all the volumes which we need. For that reason, we have decided to take some more suppliers on board and to see whether it makes sense to start a long-term cooperation. You know the history of Phoenix, as we are independent of suppliers. We have every now and then also taken new suppliers on board and on some occasions also optimized our supplier portfolio. So this is nothing new for Phoenix. Also last year we started cooperation with two new suppliers. You mentioned the inverter sourcing, and this is really an issue. We do see substantial delays in inverter supply. We've just recently got the information that, given the high demand in the inverter side, there will be significant delays, probably from the second to the third quarter, which may also impact our business in the second quarter. That can't be excluded. But also here, we have tried to diversify our portfolio in the previous year, so we have added a further supplier to our portfolio in order to be able to at least compensate a little bit for inverter sourcing problems with the existing suppliers. Second question, or third question, how does the second half is going to look like in terms of price decline? We currently do have very opposite price signals. So the price signals which we have is that in Germany and German suppliers are willing to lower the pricing level starting in 1st July 2010, which I think generally is a positive sign. It's not in the order of magnitude like the feed-in tariff, but I think it's also not needed. But a certain decline should be possible. However, we do see at the moment also a pricing level from Asian suppliers, which is either flat or some of them are demanding higher prices, which is let's say not in line with the expectation of the customers, not in line with the expectations of the market. We do not believe that this is a right development, and we will see how the reaction is going to be in the third quarter 2010. So if it comes, if it stays flat from Asian, it means that the gap between a German manufacturer and an Asian manufacturer is going to be smaller than it has been in the previous quarters.
If I may, one follow-up, would you still be prepared to source from the Asians if they raise prices, both you think?
We are in the phase of discussion at the moment, and it depends on the project, on project margin. That's too early to say, but surely not the quantities which we would like to take, because we do definitely believe that the third quarter 2010 is going to be significantly weaker in terms of megawatt than the second quarter. So we do believe that July and August can be comparatively weak. We do expect a restart of the business in September, but this time can be used for further price negotiations.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Mr. Herman Spellman from Deutsche Bank, may we have your question, please?
Yes. Thank you for taking my questions. The first question also relates to the pricing trend in the second half. You mentioned that you expect a volume growth of roughly 30 to 50% this year. Taking this into context with Phoenix Solar megawatt peak output or installed last year, you probably expect roughly 300 megawatt or plus in 2010. A marginal decrease only in pricing. And given the scenario in the feed-in tariff discussion we currently have on the table, could you maybe give a more quantified guidance to top line and also earnings expectations after peak components margins? That's the first question. And the second question actually relates to the working capital. Again, where do you see the burden mainly coming from going forward?
Okay, the first two questions. I'm going to ask pricing trends H2. As I said, that's very difficult to predict. I would ideally like to see prices going down by something between, let's say, 7 to 10%. I think the rest of the burden has to be taken by the end customer, who still has comparatively high returns. And the high returns of the end customers were one of the essential critics of politicians to change the feed-in law. So I think it would be politically wise to make sure that the feed-in tariffs of the end customers are, if possible, not anymore in the two-digit range, in order to calm down the politicians, because by the end of the year we will see a restart of political negotiation when we talk about the great changes of the EEG to be discussed in 2011 and to be enforced probably on 1st January 2012. So for that reason, that's the situation which I think would be ideal, that we see some pricing trends. If prices really should increase or stay only flat, I think we will see a reaction of the market, and automatically with a couple of weeks where the market is going to be weak, I think also the price trends could be changed on the level of the suppliers. So as far as working capital is concerned, Sabine Kalper is going to answer that part of the question.
Okay, it's very difficult to make a prediction about the working capital ratio. On the one hand, because of our seasonality of the business, on the other hand, because of the projects. Project business is very difficult. So at the moment, we have a working capital ratio of about 18.7%, and my expectations are that we will have a slow increase of this ratio by the end of June.
To what kind of level?
A little bit higher than 18.7%.
So just for clarification, what is little and what is significant?
About a percent, 2%, as I said before.
Okay.
It's very difficult to predict this figure.
Okay. And what is significantly as a definition?
As I said before, about 1%, 2% perhaps.
And maybe, Mr. Hinnell, what is significantly?
Just give you some ideas. We are always happy when we have a working capital ratio below 20%, and we try to make ourselves happy. That's okay?
Yeah, I try to make this also into bring this into context with my first question, where you mentioned on slide 24 significant volume growth and significantly higher international revenues. How would you define significant?
I'm very sorry, but we will come out with a detailed guidance as soon as we have all the details of the EEG. So it's surely not only going to be 10% increase.
Okay.
It's going to be more.
Okay.
Yeah. But in detail, we will publish that one as soon as we have the final data of the EEGs. But please understand that I don't want to go in further details right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Mrs. Katarina Koleva from WestLB, may we have your question, please?
Good afternoon. My first question is there any reason why we should not expect the same margin in the components and system business in the second quarter as in the first quarter? And the second question is, do you expect additional orders from international markets in the upcoming months that could be realized this year?
To your first question, as margins of components and systems are concerned, we had the all-time high of this margin. But you know, I'm usually cautious, and you know, the long-term EBIT target Phoenix has is around 6%. I think 14.8 is exceptionally high. And of course, we will have much more sales in the second quarter, and we have reasonable margins. But also, nobody should be disappointed if it falls below 10. Even this one is for a wholesale business an extremely high EBIT margin. What counts at the end of the day is the average throughout the year. And if you go back into Phoenix history, you will see strongly fluctuating EBIT margin situation in the component systems business. Normally, we have a seasonality, and surely this quarter is a very exception with a very high EBIT margin. So please don't use this to prescribe it for the future. We are very happy about the 14.8, but there is some likelihood that it's going to be lower in the following quarters. And surely in the third quarter and fourth quarter, I think we will be back in the one-digit range, but even very, very high, we think. As far as your second question is concerned, orders from international markets, yes, definitely. What you have in the presentation for the first quarter is the situation at the end of the first quarter, 31st of March. In the meantime, another 6 weeks have elapsed, and we have seen a lot of additional order intake, both from the components and systems business from our subsidiary, and also some projects outside Germany, and we are currently in negotiations for further quite interesting international projects, which we think we are going to publish as soon as the contract is signed. So that overall looks very good.
In the range of double-digit megawatts, the projects, power plant projects?
I don't exclude that.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question, please.
Mr. Sebastian Grover from Equinet. May we have your question, please?
Yes, good afternoon, Sebastian Grover from Equinet. Thanks also for taking my questions. One question on the pricing impact that you laid out, Dr. Henne. At the beginning of your introduction, you said that you closed some power plant projects at 2010 pricing on the sales side. On the other hand, you had sourcing contracts dating back to 2009. Can you just quantify the impact that burdened at the end of the day the EBIT in the first quarter in the power plant unit? I guess it should be at around 1.5 million euros or so. Could just put a number behind that. And then secondly, on the backlog split, I would be interested if you could just briefly give us an indication how this splits up by regions. And secondly, on the backlog split in the power plant unit, is there anything in the pipeline that is enjoying not the old feed-in tariffs in Germany? So just to get a feeling for the risk of being hit, so to say, by the one-time feed-in tariff cut.
Okay. To my knowledge, there were about two projects affected where we started in 2009 with 2009 pricing. I don't have the exact figures with me, but I think you're quite right. That's the right ballpark, 1.5. I think it was between 1 and 2 million euro. So for a first quarter, quite substantial. But we decided to do it. Of course, there was some risk because if we could have finished, if the inverters would have been delivered in time, we would have had the position to contact those systems and connect those systems to the grid by the end of 2009. So that was some risk which we have taken, and for two projects it didn't work out, but I think that's something which can be healed in the quarters to come. As far as the pipeline for the order backlog for large-scale power plants is concerned, we usually don't break up into regions, so I also don't want to do it this time. From the power plant pipeline and the order backlog, which you have here, the 375 million euros in total, which includes components and systems, so we have 140 and something for power plants. There is a quite healthy split between projects which need to be finished by the end of June and some which can even be realized in the third and in the fourth quarter and which can profit from the transition period of the 25th, with a deadline 25th of March for the Bebauungsplan. Given the changes from this deadline from the 1st January to 25th of March, which has been adopted just recently by the Parliament, gives us a lot of more flexibility. So that means much more projects would have been under risk and under threat, which needed to have been finished by the 30th of June. And now the situation is quite relaxed compared to what we have before. It's only a handful of projects which need to be finished by the end of the June. And with all the others, we have more flexibility because we even have projects which we're currently realizing where the building license came in and turned in 2009. So here we're very much on the safe side. So that minimizes the risks of Phoenix for projects which theoretically would not be grid connected by the end of June.
Okay. May I just ask one follow-up question on the first question with the mismatch on the sourcing and the sales pricing on 2009-2010 respectively. Is there more in the pipeline which could face a similar situation so that we could expect something like an additional burden as we had it now in the first quarter, 1 to 2 million euros also going forward?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mr. Michael Tatheimer from UniCredit. May we have your question, please?
Yeah, yes, good afternoon. I have two questions. The first one is, again, in terms of the power plant pipeline. Can you quantify for us or give us a better feeling in terms of the pipeline, what is actually benefiting from this transition period? And the second question is, in terms of your 2011 outlook, are you actually seeing an acceleration of market demand? Are you expecting 2010 market growth of 30 to 50%, and 2011 50 to 70? What is this based on? I mean, do you not see risks that installation volume in key volume markets like Germany, Czech Republic, and so on might be lower next year?
Well, to the first question is how much in the power plant pipeline can benefit from the transition. So a rough estimate is that about two-thirds of those projects who have would have needed to be finished by the end of June on the basis of the initial deadline, 1st January 2010, we have much more flexibility to finish in Q3 and Q4, so that means only one-third is under risk, a very limited number compared to what we had before. So, and in addition to that, we have a number of projects in the range of 50 to 75 megawatts, which we have not touched on before, which we hold back just waiting for some further clarification of the EEG development. If it stays on the deadline on the 25th of March 2010, which is the current status, there is further potential and upside potential for 50 to 75 megawatts, where we can now try to bring these projects in, try to conclude contracts, and so on and so forth. So further additional projects might be realized in Q3 and Q4, and that's what I've been partially mentioning also in my call or in the presentation. For 2011, I think the German market has potential to stay at least flat, I would say, because the feed-in cuts are not as tough as originally expected. So even if it goes to 5 gigawatts, then we will see about 11-12% additional cuts. I think that's feasible, also on the basis that still end customers do have some reserves in terms of IRR. So for that reason, I'm still positive about the German market, but I'm not in a position to say that the German market is going to grow forever. So if we see German markets around 5 gigawatts or maybe even slightly more, I think that's a real huge number. Nobody would have expected such a huge market 1 or 2 years ago. Think about 2008, that we had the 1.8 gigawatt market. In 2009, the market corridor, where we knew that it would have been politically accepted, was by 1.7 gigawatt, and now we have the base corridor of 2.5 to 3.5 gigawatt. I think that's a great improvement in the current EEG, that politically accepted market volumes are much higher than those which we have seen in the last year, which can bring us to a real new 5 gigawatt market. Impossible a year ago to think about that volume. But if it goes on like that, I think that's fine. But we will see other growing markets. This year in particular, Italy is growing, France is growing, yes, Czech Republic is growing, but also Spain is growing again. We see good movements in Greece, we see a lot of movement in Eastern Europe. We believe that at least, at latest next year, the United States is going to surpass the 1 gigawatt market, as Japan probably is going to reach the gigawatt market in the course of this year. So all those markets, most of these markets, we do believe are going to grow next year, which makes us quite positive that we will see a significant world market growth in 2011.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Jim Fontanelli from Areta, may we have your question, please?
Yes, thank you. Just a couple of follow-ups. You mentioned a 2Q and a 4Q peak this year. What do you think the likelihood is that your 4Q peak matches or exceeds your 2Q peak?
That's a good question. Surely we will have a different level of megawatts installed in the first and in the second half compared to 2009 anyway, and also compared to the previous years. But whether we will have 50% in the first and 50 in the second, or 60 in the first and 40 in the second, I think that's really very difficult to predict. It also depends on the pricing policy of the supplier. So if you do see those pricing level, which I mentioned, the ideal pricing levels, seeing module prices going down by, let's say, another 7 to 10%, the rest comes from the end customer, still maintains comparatively high IRR. If you do see this in Q3 and Q4, then I think, yes, it could be that even the second half could be better than the first half, because a lot of installations in power plants to take place in Q3 and Q4, and we will see, I'm very sure, about another year-end rush for roof-mounted systems, because the closer you come to the end of the year, the more you see a threat of another 10, 11, or 12% feed-in tariff reduction.
Right, and just to extrapolate that into sort of wider German demand, do you think then that the potential for second half demand matching first half demand is also real, in that maybe third quarter is down sequential in the second quarter but matches the first quarter, and equally fourth quarter comes close to matching what we're going to see this quarter?
As I mentioned, I do expect that July and August is going to be weak. August for two reasons, because it's not only, let's say, the phase where people are relaxing a little bit after this great hype to the end of June, but it's also vacation period in Europe, so typically August is always a bit weaker. But then starting from September to December, we do believe that the market then is going to move again quite rapidly, having in mind that further feed-in cuts might occur. So if you compare first quarter and third quarter, I don't want to talk about general trend. It's difficult to predict, as I said, but at least I can say for Phoenix Solar, the third quarter is going to be substantially better than the third quarter last year.
Okay. And then maybe just to follow up on your pricing point, where you were talking about 7 to 10%. Down in terms of module, helping feed fourth quarter demand. What does the pricing scenario look like more broadly if we look at system pricing? Because clearly I think you are looking, typically for balance of system to be down 7, 8, 9% a year, and yet we're now talking about, further inverter shortages, and, we know what inverter pricing has been doing over the last quarter or two. So is it going to be difficult for you to meet your annual target for balance of system, and therefore put pressure on overall system pricing?
Well, to some extent, yes. The price decline in the balance of systems is moderate to what typically is possible in the module pricing situation. But nonetheless, we have seen quite stable pricing from Q4 2009 to the second quarter 2010. Even slightly higher prices have been accepted on the market, given the strong demand in particular from the German market. So that means there has been a reasonable price level be maintained, which didn't push and put the pricing under pressure. So the situation, I think, is going to change beginning of the third quarter, as I mentioned. So they are flat. That also helps us for balance of system components, and this may be at least partly also a reason why we had such a high EBIT margin for the components and systems business in the first quarter.
That's clear. Thank you.
Mr. Benjamin Klostinger from Macquarie, may we have your question, please?
Yes, good afternoon. My first question is on the international business outlook. And with the euro and generally being in somewhat of a crisis, have you seen any kind of change in behavior from your customers, from banks, or anywhere in terms of interest in doing business? And also maybe you could give us somewhat of an insight on your expectation of foreign sales for 2010 as a percentage, in what range that might lie.
Mm-hmm. To the last question, the answer is going to be no. I'd like to draw your attention to the guidance table in the presentation. We said we want to wait till the EEG is finished. We only said it's going to be substantially higher. And, of course, last year it was extremely, it can be much lower, you're right. Last year it was 5.8, but at least it's 250% more in the first quarter, and also in the second quarter we are going to do much better. So it's surely in the two-digit range, but please wait until we come out with the final guidance. To your question about the international business, so what do we see from banks? Basically, we have an interest level which is still very, very low, both in Germany and also in most of the other countries in Europe, except Greece. So in Greece, we definitely have a interest level which is extremely high in the two-digit range. But quite amazingly, we do see that there are a lot of orders turning in for small and mid-scale plants, and also from Greece we do see much better revenue compared to 2009. So rough idea, at least for the first month of the year, our colleagues in Greece have done twice the revenue of the whole year 2009 in a single month, 2010. So that overall looks good, and they're working in the ballpark of 50 to 100 kilowatt range. So, and if there are customers out there who are placing orders, are getting delivered and getting installed and connected and are paying, this makes me confident that at least for this range of project sizes, banks abroad are willing to finance. If you have a closer look about large-scale project financing, the issue is still that the hurdles of the banks are still very much higher than they have been in previous years. This is very continuously what I also mentioned in the conference call for the preliminary results. So this seems to be really ongoing. So money is available, a financing interest is available. It's mainly available from German banks. But the hurdles are higher, so the due diligences are higher. So many things which you could do in the course of the project in the past year, and they say, okay, we conclude the contract, you get me the first payment, then we start to construct. Anyway, take care about 1, 2, 3 issues in the course of the project realization. Banks now want to have 1, 2, 3 realized beforehand before they send the first money. So the hurdles, I think, are going to remain high for the next future. At least we haven't seen any changes on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And from the current crisis, you see no change of behavior there?
Crisis, you mean in particular in Greece? No, we can't say that.
The nervousness that might affect, say, in Portugal, Italy.
Well, at least this nervosity came really in the last couple of weeks or so. We can't see it from the order intake at the moment. And also our head of subsidiaries, our managing directors, they are confident about continuing good business in international sales. So I don't have signs that this is going to be a game changer. On the contrary, the managing director in Greece, he says, okay, people looking for safe investments now, given the crisis situation which they have increased, and many of them have decided more rapidly than they plan to invest in PV.
Okay. Second question is on the order backlog. The clean one, the 349 million, I assume that's also 2010 execution.
That's 2010 execution, right.
And how does that split up between before and after 1st of July?
I don't have the numbers with me. Sabine, do you know those numbers? Roughly?
Yes, I think we have some international projects beginning or starting by July, and we have other projects are mainly in the first half year to be finished.
But the K&S segment, which is certainly in there as well, is there anything already for the second half? Or?
We have projects in the components and systems business. The majority is still for the first half, but some do extend in the third quarter. In the power plants business, there's also a significant portion, maybe half of that, who could be also finished in the third and in the fourth quarter. So it's now it can be spilled over due to the situation that the deadline has been shifted from 1st January to 25th March.
Okay. Because the reason, I was just wondering, since you assigned a number to it, you must be assuming a price. And if you assume a price, you must have an sort of kind of know how you price your products after the 1st of July. Right?
They're not changed. They're not in the power plant business. For those projects on farmland, which fall into the transition period, where the Bebauungsplan has been issued before the 25th of March, they can earn the same feed-in tariff which is valid since the 1st January 2010, so no need to lower prices.
Okay.
Only for those who have received it later than the 25th, then those installations on farmland you have to finish to the end of June, so it's a very tight time frame. I think not too many plants are going to be realized by that date. And for all the others, they will feed-in cuts, those non-farmland installations, they will see the feed-in cuts by the 1st of July. But I think this is only a minority of total power plants in Germany.
Okay. And may I very quickly, a clarification of the previous question, so it's not a new question. On the K&S margin level of the first quarter, which has been astonishingly high, I just don't quite understand why it was so high and why it shouldn't be the same, at least, in the second quarter, as prices are not really changing.
because I don't want to be overly optimistic. Let's wait and see. Yeah.
Okay.
You know that in the fourth quarter 2009, the price, the margin, the EBIT margin of the components and systems business was already very attractive. So we had, let me check, we had already 8.2 in the fourth quarter, and already there we have sensed that the margin situation is improving, that prices have stabilized, and this has been even improving in the first quarter 2010. But I don't want to really say, okay, we can prescribe it. We have to be realistic, and it could also fall in the one-digit range. But I think it's going to be high in the second quarter still, because we see that the margin situation is on the same level than what we had in the first quarter.
No, the only thing I want to clarify is that there was not one of the effect, like one customer paying a stupid price or whatever.
No, no.
That you feel sort of that can't be done in a second quarter. It is essentially, if everything goes fine, it could be achieved, but obviously it's so high, you don't want to guide for something like this.
That's the reason. There was no one-off, so the margin, the gross margin situation is continuing in the second quarter as it has been in the first quarter, so my guess it is also going to be very good. But no reason to give a real number on that, and also to write some expectations that it could be again 2-digit. Let's wait and see what comes out. But it looks good.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Mr. Philip Boom from Chevreux, may we have your question, please?
Good afternoon. First of all, congratulations to your numbers. You're probably one of the few companies today with a solid balance sheet and also P&L.
Thank you.
I've got one major question, to be honest, and the one is related to the potential acquisition of a pipeline of a competitor, for instance, or the other way around, how many projects on arable land are in the market, how many Satzungsbeschluss, Bebauungspläne are there, how many hectares, how many kilowatt per hectare can be acquired, and maybe the financing could be helpful. Maybe you can give us some ideas that you can buy additional volumes.
Well, unfortunately, there are no statistics about this question which you answered, to say really how many projects will not be realized, how many projects can still be realized with a changed deadline. Because nobody takes these statistics. The only statistics which we get now from Bundesnetzagentur is that from now on we know a little bit more about the sizes of the project, the size classes, and the total volumes of the size classes. That's the old information which Bundesnetzagentur currently releases. We can just guess, and I made the point also for Phoenix Solar, is we have been put some projects on hold in the order of 50 to 75 megawatts, given the expectation that the deadline will be 1st January. So this project and project rights acquisition, which has been on hold now, we are going to, let's say, revitalize this pipeline now and discuss what we can realize in the second half. So the second half is already quite substantially blocked with international projects, which we have, where we have a reasonable visibility. And if there should some gaps occur in Q3 and Q4, of course we would be happy to fill them with further German projects, surely with a high priority on farmland projects, because they definitely need to be finished by the end of this year and from next year onwards. So typical farmland projects will get no feed-in tariff anymore, but whenever we have some projects on conversion sites, of course we can also consider to acquire project rights right now and do the realization in 2011, but this phase of discussion and negotiation is currently ongoing. That we're going to make a major pipeline acquisition from any competitor is highly unlikely, because typically either we do our own developments or we purchase project rights. This project rights acquisition can come from professional project developers. This can be a 3-megawatt project. This can be a 30-megawatt or 40-megawatt pipeline. This, what we have done in Germany, we have done it in Italy, and out of this pipeline acquisition last year, first projects have a high likelihood of being realized now in the course of 2010. So this is the way Phoenix approaches the market. But what you mentioned with your first part of the question, that we really acquire a competitor and its project pipeline, the probability is really zero.
Okay. And maybe you can give us also an indication what could be the potential of your business for land and transportation corridors, because that's quite new and could be interesting for you.
There's a nice German word which is called Augenwischerei. Yeah? I can't translate this one in English, but it means at the end of the day we don't believe that there's really much potential there for various reasons. If you go to the corridor of the freeways and the railways, you have to have a safety corridor on the left and on the right-hand side of about 50 meters. 40 to 50 meters, that depends. So you have to deduct that from the 110 meters. Then you have, before you can start constructing your power plant, you have also to foresee a fencing, and the distance between the power plant and the fence is another 5 meters on the south and on the north side. So this is another 10 meters to deduct. So that means a realistic corridor where you can build in is 50 meters. So in order to make a hectare, you have to make 200 meters. In order to make a megawatt, you have to make 600 meters. I already told these issues to politicians many, many times, that's, from my point of view, a very small quantity of projects can come out of it, even if it's farmland, but the likelihood is, from my point of view, very, very low.
Okay. And maybe my last question, if you are expecting a peak demand also in December, how optimistic are you with your purchasing strategy, because you can face weather conditions which are similar like last year and the year before, which lead to write downs of inventory in 2011. So how much risk will you take, or how conservative will you be and say, okay, what we have is enough for us, or do you really take the risk of depreciation for next year?
That's at the end of the day an entrepreneurial decision, though there is no formula to calculate that. We believe that these decisions, like in 2009, need not to be taken right now. They need to be taken in September or October, finally, what we're going to purchase, apart from those long-term contracts where we get products anyway. And, of course, we clearly strive for optimizing the inventory to a level that the working capital ratio is reasonable and the inventory is as low as possible. So we try to balance that out, not take maximum risk in order to get maximum revenues. We also have a clear focus on the risk situation and try to minimize the inventory, because inventory write-downs for products sitting in a warehouse through year-end and start of the year 2011 is highly likely. But I think we still have a couple of months to see what projects we finally get for end of Q3 and Q4, maybe also beginning of 2011, what products need to be allocated to this project and how components and systems develops. We don't need to make an urgent decision right now.
Okay. Maybe follow up on the project.
I think we wanted to limit it to question in order to allow other also to talk. So
yeah.
Very sorry, we had 3 questions. I'd like to move on to the next question.
Okay,
now.
Perfect. Bye.
The next question comes from Herman Spellman from Deutsche Bank. May we have your question, please?
Thank you. Just a quick follow-up. How do you actually perceive the increasing competition from your suppliers actually moving to the downstream end, especially in foreign markets?
Well, we have always been facing competition from manufacturers. You know that story. It has once been Siemens. It has once been Shell Solar. It has been BP Solar at a certain point of time. This possible threat is always on the radar, but we don't see too much out there in the field. There is some competition for the investor project. There's always the competition on the project rights. So we have seen project right prices increasing in 2008 and 2009. But we think, given the feed-in cuts and given the changes of the feed-in law for ground-mounted systems, I also think that the land lease costs need to stabilize now. And on the EPC contracts, I think we are in competition, and we are in competition with some other module cell or whatsoever manufacturers, and I think we are pretty successful there. Of course, we monitor the situation, but if you look around who really has been successful in the project business, who really came out with positive results, positive EBIT, and positive net results in the power plants business, have a look at Q4 2009. Some of them did not do it, but Phoenix did. So I think that's a competition which we can face.
Okay. Even in markets like U.S.?
well, we are preparing the market entry into the U.S. and we haven't had that concrete situation yet. Let us enter the market there. Give us half a year, and I give you a much more profound feedback about our situation and the market entry in the U.S. as we can do right now before we really start it there.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Paul Lemming from Soleil Securities, may we have your question, please?
Yes, good afternoon. Just one housekeeping question. You mentioned earlier that the bulk of your systems business in Germany is rooftop business. Could you give us some indication of what the average size of your rooftop business is? And then I do have a follow-up.
Yep. So the system business is served through our components and systems business. So that's a wholesale business. There we supply our customers, which are electricians, which are roofers, which is specialized solar trades and specialized solar installers. And they decide for themselves what target markets they are going to address. But typically, even if you have a look at the distribution, which is available on the internet by the so-called Bundesnetzagentur is making the statistics, you can clearly depict that the projects in a range of 10 to 50 megawatts, they are significantly higher in terms of megawatt installed compared to very, very small installations. So the very small 1, 2, 3 kilowatt installations is still, I think, a minority. But this may change at any time. I think many customers currently, given the strong demand from the German market, do not have the opportunity to get the systems installed because many installers concentrate on the medium-sized installations. But whenever the market is getting weaker, then we also believe that the smaller systems are going to be served. We had a similar situation in 2009 when we all of a sudden in the second and third quarters realized that there was a much, much higher demand for smaller inverter types compared to the previous quarters. In the meantime, it's again the bigger inverter sizes, but I think it can flip back very easily if market changes.
If I could just follow up on that for a second, do you have any reason to believe that the bulk of your shipments into the wholesale channel end up in projects that differ significantly from the distribution we see in the online data? Would you expect your shipments into the wholesale channel to mirror what we see in that data?
I personally think as we're serving customers throughout Germany, small and mid and large ones, I think that also the Phoenix structure or let's say the plant size structure of Phoenix customers is very well reflected in the overall German market size. I don't think so that our customers are going into different ways. I would say more or less it's quite similar, but we don't trace it down because when we're supplying 100 or 200 kilowatts of modules, it could go to one project, but it could go to five. That's
fair
what we
enough,
don't know,
but,
yeah.
And if I could just, second question, what percentage of your second half business do you think, what percentage of your revenues will be outside of Germany?
Well, that again falls into the question about how is the guidance for the international businesses looking like. We haven't disclosed it yet. We will do it as soon as possible. And then you can have a much closer idea about where the international business is going to. Please understand, I have had this question in the course of the call, I think twice now, and I've also always rejected and said, wait till we get the final guidance. I only can tell you that it's going to substantially increase. That's what I already said various times.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
There are no further questions.
Okay, if there are no further questions, I think this conference call of Phoenix Solar is coming to an end. I thank you very much for your attention and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This will conclude today's conference call. We thank you for your participation. Goodbye and have a good time.